form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Our good friend Lindsay Williams, and we're going to be talking about the oil spill in the Gulf, and Lindsay has some fascinating information. We had him with us 2 hours last night, and you can hear the second hour on my website, but I hope we'll get through most of the really important information this morning. Lindsay, thanks for being up bright and early this morning to share your information with our listeners.
Dr. Stan, thank you for the privilege of being up bright and early this morning. You know, you and I neither one are getting much younger. But what's happening right now in this country, in the Gulf of Mexico, with the oil disaster, I think even it gets us older folks. I'm not going to say elderly. I think it even gets us older folks up to try to warn the younger people of what's happening out there, Dr. Stan.
Well, you pick up the story. Certainly, I'd called Lindsay maybe a month or so ago, and I said, Lindsay, you got to get a hold of Mr. X there, your friend who worked with you on the Alaska pipeline, and ask him what's really going on, because the average individual really can't determine what's going on by reading the newspapers. There's so much confusion out there, so much frank and intentional disinformation to lead us off on one track or another. So, well, anyway, Lindsay did try to get hold of Mr. X. I don't think he got hold of Mr. X, but he got hold of a lot of other people and other people who I know a lot more about the oil business than any of our listeners. So you pick up the story. What happened when you set out to determine what was really going on?
Well, Dr. Stan, what the listeners are going to hear today is the real story of the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. There's so much going on out there in the way of I think so, hope so, guess so. I have never been one to like to guess about anything like this. So that's exactly what I did. The Mr. X of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, is actually a combination of a number of people. one of them you know, others you don't know their names. And I contacted the retired Atlantic Richfield executive. Along with that, I have been in touch with two BP managers. That's British Petroleum, the one that drilled this well out in the Gulf of Mexico. I also was able to be in touch with a Halliburton worker who was actually on the rig just shortly prior to the explosion. All of these individuals told me the same story. Now, the one retired Atlantic Richfield executive, you know who he is because you talked to him at one time. And this gentleman was very explicit in what he said. So what you're going to hear today is the real story, exactly as it happened. So please, it's shattering. This is something I am very happy that every listener is out there to hear. I beg of you to get a pencil and paper because I want you to take notes. These things are so important so that you have the actual facts. The people of America must know the truth because the oil itself that's coming up out there in the Gulf of Mexico, this is not the greatest danger. What comes up with the oil is where the greatest danger is to human beings. Now, that black stuff out there, actually in the Gulf of Mexico, surprisingly, it has a reddish tint to it. But usually we think of crude oil being that old black stuff. Well, that black oil in the water, or the reddish colored oil in the Gulf of Mexico water, is destroying the wildlife. Sure it is. And the fish and the oysters and the shrimp and the prime pristine white beaches of Pensacola, Florida, and the marshlands of the coral reefs. But what I am most concerned about, and I do, I love nature. I spend a lot of time out in the wide open spaces, and I'm a person who appreciates all of those things very much that are being destroyed. But when what comes out with that oil in that Gulf of Mexico oil gusher, what comes out with the oil, and I say this a number of times because I need to punctuate it, that is what is causing the death of humans and unborn babies. So let me just dig right in. We only have about 45 minutes to an hour here this morning. Give a very brief background because you need to understand this in order to know what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. In 1970, the Russians started drilling their first super deep well. They called it Kola SG-3. It was an exploratory well. No one had ever gone to the staggering depth of 40,230 feet before. Now, as a result of Russia successfully drilling that first super deep well, Russian oil majors, Kukos, have quickly drilled more than 310 successful super deep wells and put them into production since that first one in 1970. Last year, as a result of this, Russia overtook Saudi Arabia as the world's biggest single oil producer and is now expected to dominate global oil production in the next century. Now, this is very significant because what Russia did is what BP was attempting to do in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, first of all, let's find out what Russia found. When Russia went down to 40,230 feet, Russia found something very unusual. They found massive amounts of crude oil, but it was not fossil fuel. And we've been told for years that oil is rotted trees and plants and animals. No, 40,230 feet, there is no such thing as rotted trees and plants and animals at that depth. So Russia found, and please write this word down, you're going to hear a lot about it, especially if anybody is willing to tell you the truth. Russia found abiotic fuel, the letter A, B-I-O-T-I-C, fuel, oil. Oil that is being formed from some chemical process down in the heart of the earth. They're not quite sure what it is or how it's done because no person is ever personally.
Hold it there. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
You
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Lindsey Williams, he's talking about abiotic oil. And if you want to get in the background of that, go to my website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to my articles on peak oil. We wrote them probably 5-6 years ago. Going into this whole oil deception, there is no peak oil. The world is awash with oil, but they don't want you common people to know that. And, of course, these ideas are all beautifully laid out by a man named Thomas Gold in a book. An astrophysicist, I think, from Cornell, wrote all about this many years ago, but you're not allowed to hear about this on the controlled media. But go ahead. Certainly, we're talking about abiotic oil, Lindsey. It's down there, 40,000 feet or more, and the Russians found it. And so BP was going to try to do the same thing, weren't they?
Yes. In fact, that Gulf of Mexico oil disaster should have never happened. A permit should have never been given by the United States government to do what BP did. Now, this abiotic oil that BP found and what the Russians found originally in their Kola SG3 wells where they went down to 40,230 feet, this abiotic oil is seeping up into the shallow oil fields, such as Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Mexico, and many here in America, and are replenishing them from below. Now, in light of all of this, let's look now what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, every one of my sources, the two BP management personnel, now these were actually British Petroleum management personnel, the Atlantic Richfield retired Mr. X in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and the individual from Halliburton, who was actually on the rig just prior to its explosion, every one of them gave the exact same story. So I have from very reliable sources just what took place. Russia, when they drilled their Kola SG3, first super deep wells ever on the face of the earth, they had sense enough to drill these wells on land, not in the Gulf of Mexico. Now let's go to the Gulf of Mexico. When I contacted these people, I found out the startling, frightening, I literally, it scared me. It appears that BP, now that's British Petroleum, that is not an American oil company, and the permits to drill this super deep well had to be given by the government of the United States of America to BP to do it. because it's on land that is controlled by our federal government. It appears that British Petroleum was trying to do exactly what Russia did. The only difference is they were attempting to drill a super deep well in the water. This is preposterous. At least Russia had sense enough to drill their super deep wells on land. BP was so stupid, and I am not even hesitating to use this word anymore. BP and the government of the United States of America issuing the permits to BP to do this, they were so stupid as to try and to drill a super deep well off of a floating platform. Now, folks, please get these words. These are so important. I hope you're writing this down. They attempted to do it off of a floating platform that was not anchored to the ocean bottom, and the floating platform was controlled by very sophisticated GPS equipment that held it in place. And yet they were attempting to drill the first super deep well in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, let me give you some depths. And they all said the identical same thing. You're hearing some of this on the media, but not all of it. The BP oil well, they were 5,000-foot water. That means from the top of the ocean down to where they met the ocean floor was 5,000 feet. Now, 5,280 feet, you folks that live in Denver especially, you know that's 1 mile. That's the height of your city there. That's how deep BP was in ocean water alone before they ever began drilling into the ocean below. Then they drilled 25 to 30,000 feet deep into the bottom of the ocean. Now, let me try to explain this. Let's say that you're in a modern-day commercial jet airliner, and you're traveling across country, and when the airplane finally reaches cruising altitude, the pilot announces it, and you look out the window. Do you know how far down that is? I mean, when you looked out that window, were you startled at how far you were up? Well, that's exactly how far up you were. BP tried to drill that far down. They actually drilled 25 to 30,000 feet deep into the bottom of the ocean. This is on the edge of human technology. They hit something so catastrophic and unexpected that they could not contain it. Now, I'm going to pause here long enough because I know some of you out there, especially you patriots, you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I've always believed Lindsey Williams up until this point, but I just can't quite stomach this. Well, I'm telling you honestly, as I've always done for the past 35 years, every time the elite have told me something, I've told it to you, and every single time, without exception, it has happened exactly like they told it to me. I'm asking you to believe this. This positively was an accident. They did not do this intentionally. This is not a conspiracy on BP's part or the federal government. They hit something so catastrophic and unexpected that they could not contain it. Now, to the best that all of my oil sources can surmise, BP actually hit a strata of oil with a pressure that was so high that no oil company on the face of the earth has ever hit anything with this oil pressure. They hit a strata of oil with such high pressure that it burst every safety valve they had. Now, there are many safety valves on a well. They always expect to hit a high pressure. At least they prepare for that. The pressure behind this oil is so high that it destroyed the maximum effort of human science to contain it. And I'm going to give you that pressure in just a moment or two. Exactly as it was given to me by the oil executives themselves, they're willing to admit to it. Two BP management personnel are so upset they don't know what to do. They said that they're concerned about what has happened. And let me compare this to Prudhoe Bay. When I was chaplain to the elite, and many of you know, and I won't go over that story now, but for 3 years' time, I was actually the official chaplain to the elite of the world, lived with the people you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF for a three-year period, and the elite told me these things. When I was at Prudhoe Bay, I watched them bring in many whales. And I want to tell you two things that they always gave about every well, and see if you hear these from the BP well. First of all, the first thing they would tell when a well was brought in is the flow rate. They would release the lev, and they would check how many barrels of oil in a given period of time would flow out of that thing. The second thing that they always told about whenever a new well came in, they would give the well head pressure. Please write these words down. Well head, that means at the top of that pipe, they would actually give the pressure at the well head. Now, the Gulf of Mexico BP oil well, have you noticed that no media, no BP, federal government, nobody has ever told you the well head pressure of the BP well? I thought it so strange. For about the first month, I kept listening to what was happening out there, and nobody ever mentioned a well head pressure. Now, let me compare this to Prudhoe Bay before I give you this figure. And please, I want you to write this down. Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, well head pressures on nearly every well is 1,500 pounds per square inch, PSI, of oil pressure. That's artesian pressure at the well head just above the ground at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, on America's big oil field. Let's compare that to the tire on your automobile. You've got approximately 35 pounds per square inch of pressure in the tire on the automobile you drive. A big trucker with a tandem tractor trailer rig, he'll have approximately 100 to 110 pounds of pressure on that tire. Here it is. I'm going to give it to you. All of my sources agreed. This reliable source from BP estimated the Gulf of Mexico BP oil well head pressure. Now, they didn't have time to check it, because when that thing blew, it literally blew everything. It blew every safety valve. It blew the rig off the top. They have never encountered, no oil company has ever encountered such well head pressures before. They did not expect it. They did not know it was going to happen. And when they got into that strata, they found well head pressure between 20 and 70,000 PSI pounds per square inch. This is beyond human technology to contain. Now, there were many safety devices on that well. It blew them all. It blew everything unexpectedly. Now, there was one mistake that BP had made, and this will eventually come out in the government investigations, I'm sure. And one of the BP people told me themselves this. There's a fail-safe valve. Please write this down, because you'll hear this eventually. F-A-I-L-S-A-F-E. Wells all have a fail-safe valve. If everything else on that well fails, this valve is supposed to hold it. It's so strong. There was a conversation between the foreman of the BP rig before it blew and one of the workers. And the worker said, the fail-safe valve is warped. We need to replace it before we go any further. The foreman said, we don't have time. We've got to keep going. And it was not replaced. It was a horrible mistake. But most of my informants in the oil business tell me it would have failed anyway, because he said the pressures were so high that even the modern day, the best of the fail-safe valves could not have held it. Now, the Gulf of Mexico oil well is flowing, and I'm going to give you a very conservative figure as to what it's flowing, and then I'll give you a true figure. All of my oil sources said to me, Chaplain, we are going to be very conservative. They said that it is flowing at the rate of 4 million gallons per day. Now, they said that's very conservative. Well, the reason I'm saying that is because Matt Simmons, one of the most respected men in the oil world today, Matt Simmons on yesterday put his reputation on the line, and he said, I want to give you the true flow rate on that well, because they couldn't test it. I mean, this thing blew so quickly until they didn't even have time to check the wellhead pressure, and they're guessing at the flow rate. Since the very beginning, they've had to guess at it, because because they didn't have time to check it. It blew everything out. Matt Simmons on yesterday said that this oil well is flowing and has been flowing ever since the day it first blew, 25,000 barrels a day is being released into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, I did not say gallons. You heard me correctly. 25,000 barrels every 24 hours is being released into the Gulf of Mexico. My sources said 4 million gallons a day, but they said that's very conservative. Now, the first question I asked was, will BP be able to stop the flow of this oil? That was my greatest concern from the very beginning. And my oil men said to me, I hope so. I said, now, wait a minute. What do you mean, you hope so? Now, every method that the oil companies know has been tried. There's nothing in their bag of tricks that they haven't pulled out and at least considered it. They have tried everything imaginable, and nothing has worked. Why? One of my oil source, the most reliable one, the Mr. X from my book, Energy Non-Crisis, said to me, Chaplain, the only way this well is ever going to be stopped is a nuclear device. I said, okay, but, and he put a big but there, and he put it in quick. I said, what do you mean, but? He said, Chaplain, it's going to take us, you got these figures now? He said, it's going to take us 3 to 4 months just to drill the angle drilling wells necessary to plant that device. Did you hear that? There is nothing, positively nothing, for 3 to 4 months can be done.
Hold. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams. And before we go on, Lindsay, would you like to go ahead and put out your website, your telephone number, if people would like to get your information?
Well, Dr. Stan, I have just prepared a documentary. I had to. After I found all this material, I knew I had to get the message out to the people. Do you realize that this is going to affect the dollar? That the elite are going to use this, even though it was an accident, they're going to use it to fulfill their timeline of 2012, which you, I have already, they gave it to me a year and a half ago, everything they were going to do by the year 2012. And I tried my best to help you understand that it's going to affect the stock market, your retirement, your Social Security, the price of gold and silver, every bit of this, along with war with Iran. Every bit of this is tied to, and they're going to use, the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, and you need to understand what's taking place and what the elite have told me. So I prepared a special documentary just on the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. Now, folks, please, I beg of you, my DVDs and CDs are not copywritten. Did you hear me? They are not copywritten. I beg of you to call our toll-free number or go to our web address, get an original copy, copy it, give it to everybody you can, send it to the congressman, send it to the president, get this message out there, let them know that you people know the truth. Please call this number and get this documentary that I just prepared a few days ago. My toll-free number, and the operator standing by right now, my toll-free number is 888-799-6111, or go on the web to prophecyclub.com. That's prophecyclub.com. Now spell prophecy with a C, prophecyclub.com, or toll free 888-799-6111. Get an original copy. Please get my DVDs so you'll know how this is going to affect the economy. Copy them. Give them to everybody you can. Now, I was on coast to coast the other night. 2 hours. We barely covered half of the material. On this one-hour show today, I am only covering probably 25% of the material that I've been given by the oil company executives. I can hardly touch it. So I'm going to get right back to my subject and beg you to get that documentary so that you will hear everything. Again, our toll-free number, 888-799-6111. Now, let's go back to what this oil company executive said to me. He said, Chaplain, if we use a nuclear device, drill those angle wells, and try to shut off the flow of this oil, he said, if we succeed, he said, we will be the heroes of the world. But he said, Chaplain, if we don't succeed, he said, I don't even want to think about it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, Chaplain, BP has drilled into a strata of oil such as nobody has ever drilled into before. He said, the pressures on this well between 20 and 70,000 pounds per square inch. He said, Chaplain, if we don't succeed and instead we rupture this strata of oil that is in the Gulf of Mexico, he said, Chaplain, the oil will never stop flowing. They are scared to death. Now, there, I won't say any more about this. You've got to get more details in my documentary. Keep in mind, there are plumes of oil that are coming up out of the bottom of the ocean. This is very startling. I'm going to give it to you from two sources. Senator Bill Nelson, please write this down. I want you to check this out on the web for yourself. Don't just take my word for it this morning. You go check out some of these I'm giving you right now. Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat from Florida, June the 9th, he was on MSNBC, was being interviewed by Andrea Mitchell, very well-known news commentator. Bill Nelson said, oil is seeping up from the seabed. The average person would not have thought anything about that. Immediately, I knew something was wrong. I contacted my sources, and they said, yes, you are right. Folks, do you realize that that big pipe, now let me give you the size of the pipe that BP put in the bottom of the ground. You're getting technical details here this morning. The original, the pipe, that was, the drill pipe that was put in the bottom of the ocean is 2 inches thick of solid steel. It's 20 inches in diameter. Do you realize what pressure would be behind a pipe like that? That pipe has been ruptured. Yes. Yeah. They're not telling you this. That pipe has been ruptured, and there are plumes of oil as far as 20 miles away coming up out of the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, because this thing is ruptured down in there somewhere, and they don't know what it is. I'm going to go a step further this morning. I just got this 2 days ago. This is startling. That pipe that was 2 inches thick of solid steel, there is such pressure coming out of it. And the abrasive substances that are coming out of that well with the oil have already cut down the width of that pipe, or I should say the thickness of that pipe, to 1 inch. Did you hear this? 4 months from now, by the time they could plant a nuclear device, that pipe basically will have disintegrated. There is stuff like sandpaper, very abrasive substances that are coming up at 20 to 70,000 pounds per square inch. Literally 5,000 feet down, that oil is under such pressure that it is causing a geyser above the ocean, way above, 5,000 feet above. The tremendous power of this, folks, is beyond the comprehension of the average person. And now the pipe itself is being weakened to the point that one half of it's already gone. Okay, I'm going to give it to you from another source. You can't doubt this one. You can find this one on the web for yourself. This is from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This is an agency of the federal and state government. Go look this one up for yourself. June the 8th, this report was given. Chris Baltimore from Houston, Texas, is the one that gave it. It was on Reuters News. And from the very beginning, both the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and BP have denied the existence of plumes of oil coming up from the bottom of the ocean floor at distances away that undoubtedly are the result of that ruptured pipe when that extreme pressure hit it. They have denied it from the very beginning. They finally have admitted to it. And you can find it from yourself in this report. I'll read it to you. U.S. experts investigating reports of undersea oil plumes estimating that BP's pick-stricken well in the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday confirmed the presence of low levels of oil below the surface. They have confirmed this now. They finally have said, yes, it is true. Well, I've got to cover another subject very, very quickly, and you're just going to have to get the rest of it on my documentary. Please, I beg you, for the sake of every person in America, and especially on the East Coast, the black oil that is in the water, or the reddish-colored oil in the Gulf of Mexico, is not the greatest danger. The greatest danger is what is coming out of that gusher with the oil. I'm going to give it to you right from the report of the Environmental Protection Agency. I only got a moment or two, so I'm going to have to hurry here. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, went to the Gulf.
Well, I thought, Lindsay, we'll get to it just as soon as we get back here.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, Lindsay, let's get to these gases that are coming up, because I think that is so important, people to understand the real danger to human life of the gases that are coming up with the oil. What? Give the background, please.
What comes out of an oil well, most people just think it's that old black oil or the reddish colored oil in the Gulf of Mexico. That's the furthest thing from what really is. What comes up with oil, in every oil well, there are certain gases that is airborne that come out of that well. The normal well, they are immediately filtered out. And in this well in the Gulf of Mexico, these gases are going into the atmosphere uncontrolled, massive amounts. The Environmental Protection Agency went to the Gulf of Mexico within the past week, and what they found is horrifying. Folks, please get this message to every person you know that's east of the Mississippi. I'm going to let you write this down. Volatile organic compounds. This is the report from the EPA. They have listed only three that I'll give you right now. They listed three volatile organic compounds, and I'm going to give you two things about them. You write them down. They gave the safe levels that the EPA says you can breathe. Then they told you currently what levels they have tested just days ago in the Gulf of Mexico. The wind is taking these gases, and they are being in breathed by the people along the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, Florida in particular. Oh, this is horrifying. The first one that they gave is, and folks, please get my documentary. I beg of you, you got to hear the in-depth of this. I'm just scratching the surface. Hydrogen sulfide is the first one they gave. The allowable limits, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, of hydrogen sulfide to be breathed by a human being is 5 to 10 parts per billion. Now, please put this down. PPB. B as in boy. Parts per billion. The current tested levels of hydrogen sulfide in the atmosphere in the Gulf of Mexico are 1,200 parts per billion. Next one, benzene. Benzene is toxic. Benzene is one of the most horrible of them all. This well is belching monstrous amounts of it. Benzene is a cancer former. It is a carcinogen. Safe levels. It is so dangerous that the EPA says that safe levels of benzene for a human being to come in contact with are 0 to 4. Zero. They don't want you to breathe any of it. 0 to 4 parts per billion. Current tests in the Gulf of Mexico by the Environmental Protection Agency report just a few days ago, 3,000 parts per billion of benzene, toxic, cancer-forming. Let me read you the report. Exposure to low levels of benzene can cause dizziness, drowsiness, headaches, confusion, tremors, rapid heartbeat, and unconsciousness. Long-term exposure to benzene can damage the bone marrow and lead to blood problems like leukemia. It also weakens the immune system, targets organs such as the kidneys, lungs, liver, and brain. Oh, my goodness. One more, and I'm going to quit on these. Methylene chloride. Safe levels allowed by the Environmental Protection Agency for a person to breathe. 61 ppb, parts per billion. Present levels of methylene chloride in the Gulf of Mexico being carried by the winds to those Gulf Coast states in Florida are 3,000 to 3,400 parts per billion. These are toxic. They are flammable. Folks, please, do you understand that one hurricane, we just entered hurricane season, one hurricane to go to that part of the Gulf Coast would take these toxic gases all the way up the east coast of the United States of America and would be breathed by the people that are there? I had a radio talk show host. He called me on yesterday morning. He was frantic. He's from Orlando, Florida. He said, Chaplain, you've got to appear on my radio show immediately. I said, what do you mean? I said, I have had so many radio talk shows lately and have stayed up so much at night, I literally can't do much more. I said, I'm almost weak at my age. And he said, Chaplain, you've got to be on my show. He said, I'm from Florida. He said, people down here are upset. I said, what do you mean? He told me his name. I had been with him many months ago. He said, Chaplain, for the past week, I've had trouble breathing. My respiratory system is being affected. He said, for the past 3 days, I have felt nauseous, felt like I wanted to throw up all day long for the past 3 days. He said, my children are coming down with respiratory problems. He said, Chaplain, you've got to appear on my show. He had me on his show for 2 hours on yesterday. I finally said, I've got to do this. I have no choice, no matter how tired I am. And I did. I had two-hour shows yesterday. And when I appeared on his show, oh, my goodness, about three-quarters of the way through the show, he said, Chaplain, we've never had this many calls before. He said, I've been doing this show for years and years and years, and he told how long. He said, the lines were lit up. The switchboard was literally jammed. He said, and people all over Florida called. They were telling what kind of physical problems they're already having from these gases that are coming up out of this well. And I heard it. I heard it with my own ears. These people were telling what was happening to them. And they just went on and on. Finally, we had to cut the whole thing off. We just couldn't go any further. Folks, this is horrifying. But the part that bothers me most is we don't have one single politician in Washington that has a backbone. Every single one of them ought to be thrown out on their ears, with the exception of Ron Paul. Every single one of these, they have not had the audacity to tell people what's happening to them. You know, at least they could warn the people. They have this report. The EPA, this is given as briefings to government officials. They know what's there. We have been betrayed. They are not telling people. At least give people a choice. If they want to stay in Florida, to stay in Florida and let them stay there. But if they want to leave unborn babies, do you realize the health hazards to this? There is the unborn babies, the mothers that are carrying children, the people who have respiratory problems. We are going to have such physical problems amongst the people of the United States of America in coming days as a result of this Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. There is no health care system in the world that could take care of the physical problems alone that are going to be involved in this.
Lindsay, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you real soon.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
6. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our conversation this morning with Lindsay Williams, but I think that Lindsay has fascinating information, and I wanted you to hear this. And I think that this is going to have a profound impact on our nation. First of all, basically, it's going to probably bankrupt British Petroleum, the third largest oil company in the world. They're putting aside $20 billion in a trust fund. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not going to begin to cover the expense of this. British Petroleum's total value is worth about $100 billion, and estimates of the cost of what this is going to cost right now are at $40 billion, but if this is going to go on for another 3 or 4 months, why, we may be talking about well over $100 billion. British Petroleum certainly is the mainstay of one of the largest parts of the British economy. The pension funds, the insurance funds over in Great Britain are invested in British Petroleum. A lot of people there hold stock. And, of course, they're demanding now, American Senate is demanding, British Petroleum withhold their dividends. Don't pay out the dividends. Put the money up so that we can get our hands on it, so that we can pay our people. But the people over in Great Britain are furious, but we depend upon the dividends. This is going to begin to create a division between the United States and Great Britain. This is going to be very, very costly. I think there are going to be serious health consequences. And then, very soon, I believe we're going to be at war with Iran. I believe America is entering a period of chaos and crisis. There are terrorist training camps in the United States that are funded indirectly by our own government, creating the best enemy money could buy. And we'll be talking about that at our conference on the 17th of October when Paul Williams will be our guest. We hope that you'll be able to come to our all-day conference on the 17th of October. I think we're moving into a very, very difficult time. You need to get the background. We do have a syllabus on the oil deception. Now, it doesn't talk about British Petroleum. It talks about the fact that their world is awash with oil. And yet, of course, Barack Obama is intent upon doing away with fossil fuels, getting us to use a green electricity. It's going to run the price of electricity up so high. But you must understand the real master plan. Get the people out of their cars, get them dependent upon electricity, run up the cost of electricity so it'll be expensive they can't use it, lower the living standards of the American people. You need to read the Earth Charter and Agenda 21. You need to understand how they're taking advantage of this crisis to pursue their advantage, their plan to impoverish the American people. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the financial Armageddon. You need to get our talk on the oil deception, which gives you the background of oil and my newsletters on oil, so that you will have the information. You'll understand what this is about. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, if you'd like to hear the full conversation we had with Lindsay last night for 2 hours. Why, of course, it'll be posted on our website at radioliberty.com, probably be posted by this afternoon. You can hear it. And you need to have the information. You need to let people understand what's going on. The fact that this is going to take a good deal of time before it is certainly we stop the oil gusher, and in the meantime, it's going to continue massive pollution, and of course, the gas is going to have a profound impact on the health of our people, and other crises are coming. They're coming soon. I believe God is bringing his judgment on our country. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor.